It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. With new 3D technology, printing a gun is now possible. That's the sound of the world's first working 3D gun firing. A nonprofit group in Texas has successfully printed the plastic gun. They also put instructions for 3D guns online. So far, they've gotten more than 100,000 downloads. And starting next week, plastic guns could become legal. That's because a law that requires guns to contain enough steel to set off metal detectors is set to expire. Here with one perspective on 3D guns and what lawmakers should do about them is Tom Campbell. He directs Virginia Tech's Institute for Critical Technology and Applied Science. Tom Campbell, thanks so much for taking the time on this important Cyber Monday.
Thanks for having me.
So I think I understand what 3D printing is, but I've never actually seen one of these things. What exactly is it? What is 3D printing?
So 3D printing is sort of a paradigm shift for manufacturing in general, in which instead of, say, casting a product in a mold or carving out all the material that you don't need, a la Leonardo da Vinci sculpture or something, you literally layer things down, kind of like a giant wedding cake, in which you start with something, a metal, a powder, or a plastic bath of some form, and you layer cake the object so that you can create a wholly three-dimensional object from a two-dimensional sort of projection system.
What do you need to print a gun?
So a gun itself, there are many different facets to gun printing. So what you just played over the radio with the Defense Distributed process, they have a plastic gun printing technology. They are printing not the entire gun at once, though, one must note. It is multiple parts, and then those parts themselves are assembled. And so what you need to print that gun, and specifically, as you mentioned, is the design itself, and then the 3D printing technology, in their case a plastic system, or you can go the full-scale metal powder-type system, and you can print a metal-type gun.
So could any idiot do it, or is it fairly difficult?
It depends upon how you define idiot. I mean, I think there are some very smart people out there in the world, and the designs exist online. You can buy these plastics printers for about anywhere from $2,000 down to a couple hundred dollars, and it depends on the quality of the system that you eventually want to print. It's not trivial to necessarily put them together in a safe manner, nor is it trivial to create a gun that itself is safe to shoot. One of the things that Defense Distributed found out and was tested by various police departments around the world is that those guns themselves that they plastic print literally can, about 50% odds, explode in your hands. And so they're not necessarily safe objects to explode or shoot off from.
What kind of security issues are people worried about with these plastic guns?
Well, obviously the biggest issue on the security front is the fact that it's a plastic gun. If it is truly fully plastic, then it would be undetectable via your standard X-ray system, a la your TSA system in an airport. Or in a federal building, we go into Washington, D.C., we get scanned and so forth. So hypothetically, one could smuggle in those types of guns into a federal building and shoot them off once they're assembled and so forth.
What kind of concerns do you have personally about whether or not that's possible and is likely to happen?
Well, I'm not as concerned as most people are, primarily because I think that the capability for making guns has existed for quite a while in the home environment. I mean, one could download designs and get a metal lathe and make these things, make various types of guns, whether it be pistol or assault rifle, in your home unregulated very straightforwardly. The biggest concern is that it's now in a plastic modality, and that itself could be undetectable. You have to have somebody who, again, is though fully committed to the task, a la a terrorist, though, because, again, the odds of that instrument or that gun exploding in your hand or backfiring because the plastic itself is not strong enough to withstand a bullet egressing out of its chamber are very high. And that's been shown by very controlled testing by an Australian police department and various other agencies around the world.
We're talking about 3D printing technology and guns with Tom Campbell, who's at Virginia Tech's Institute for Critical Technology and Applied Science. You know, some people in Congress think these plastic guns ought to be banned. What do you think?
Well, I think there's motions already toward doing that. Just this past week, the city of Philadelphia passed a law in which they're banning the 3D printing of plastic guns within its city limits. The Department of State, as you noted, had the online article or designs from Defense Distributed, in which they requested or insisted by law to take those designs down, albeit after the gun design itself was downloaded about 100,000 times. So it is there is motion in Congress, there is motion in various regional governments to ban these things. My biggest concern with banning anything of this type of technology space, though, is, for number one, it's going to be completely difficult to regulate it. I mean, how do you stop somebody from making somebody in their own home? You can certainly pass a nice law that says you can't do this, but if it's a 3D printing system that's off the shelf, you really can't stop them. And secondly, would it crush innovation in more positive technology sectors, whether it be for aerospace components or biotech components and so forth, that are having very positive benefit for society?
How would banning 3D printing technology when it comes just to guns prevent some of these more beneficial uses of 3D technology?
Well, I think the banning itself, the regulating them, would be difficult to do, as I said, because you're going to have to track perhaps not just the 3D printing systems themselves, but then the actual designs, and it gets very complex. Any one of the guns that designs that are online right now are tens of parts. So you have to physically assemble all those parts. And so obviously the benefit of a three-dimensional printer is you can modify designs very seamlessly and print multiple different variations of a part. So I'm not even sure how they're going to regulate. And when the city of Philadelphia came out with their announcement, a lot of the comments in the blog space were that it is purely an emotional reaction, and certainly people do get emotional about these things, but I'm not certain how they'll actually regulate these things. That's one of my concerns.
All right. Well, Tom Campbell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
He directs Virginia Tech's Institute for Critical Technology and Applied Science. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.